So there's a Gemara in Brachos. We did this in Smichas Chavar, but I just want to expand upon it a little bit more. There's a Gemara in Brachos to Zayin and Aleph that relates to the Parsha. Well, let's look at the whole Gemara inside. It says, V'kama Z'amo, how long does HaKadosh Baruch Hu get angry for? So the Gemara says, Rega, V'kama Rega, how much is a Rega? So the Gemara says, Echad Mechamesh Esribo V'shmona Salafim V'shmona Smeos V'shmona V'shmona B'shah, you know, 100th, you know, one very, very small amount of an hour. V'zuhi Rega, that's a Rega. And no part of creation is able to calculate that moment. Except for Bilam, the Rasha. It says by Bilam, that he knows the knowledge of above him, of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, he's able to calculate the time. So the Gemara says, the guy couldn't figure out his donkey, right? How does he know? You know, about what's going on in the mind of Hashem. What it means is, he doesn't know about Hashem's mind, but he does know, happen to know how to calculate that moment where there's tremendous midas hadin and there's kas from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Rabbi Lezer, Amar Lahem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. So Rabbi Lezer says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Jewish people, Du'u kamat sidkos asisi imachem, how righteous I was with you. Shlo ka'asti b'mei bilam, I did not get angry in the days of Bilam HaRasha. Because if I would have gotten upset, there would not have been any remnant of the Jewish people if I would have, you know, exacted myself during that time. So Tosus there asks a well-known question. It seems to be a very short amount of time that we can't even calculate. So, here we go. So now it's a chabura.
Okay.
So Tosus asks, you know, if Bilam had this ability to calculate this moment in time to curse the Jewish people, so what could he possibly have said, right? If that was the mechanism of how the curses of Bilam works, that he knew this exact moment, exactly when there was tremendous midas hadin and there was anger from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so what could he possibly have said in that moment? So Tosus gives two answers. Yesh lomar, so one answer is kaleim. He could have said, curse them. In that moment, he could have said, kaleim, curse them, and that would have been sufficient. Inami, or, says Tosos, me'achar shahaya maschil klaloso ba'ususha, haya masik afilu achar kein. But no, once he starts the klalo, once he starts the curses, in that moment, then he can schlep everything along. Even though the rega, that moment has passed, all of the curses can now come forth once you tap into that moment, even though the zman has finished. Once you start in the Zman, cursing them, then you're allowed to continue, and all the effective powers come through there.
Isn't that the way they learn from the Kiddush Levana?
Why? From Kiddush
Levana? Because they learn that you see Levana for a second.
Yes, yes, yes.
And then it goes away. Good. You sort of have 1 second.
Good. So right now I want to show four areas in Halacha where this Yesod is brought out. The four areas in Halacha where this Yesod is brought out. So let's do the most famous one. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Pei Tes, we passing like Rabbi Yehuda, you have until the fourth hour of the day to daven shachris, right? You have Ad Arba Shos, says that's when you have to daven shachris. So the Mishnah Berurah says that you need to finish the Amida by the end of the fourth hour, meaning you have to, you know, finish the last Berachon Shem Esrei by that time. So if it's, you know, if it's 10:15, you got to finish Shem Esrei by 10:15. And he also passes in Simukuch of Dalid that not only that, but Chazaras Hashatz should also finish in that Zman as well by the end of the fourth hour. And that's why if you notice, says the Mishnah Berurah, that Chazaras Hashatz is not going to finish by the Zman, so then they should do a Haicha Kedusha and make sure you get everything in so it doesn't go past the Zman Tefillah, fourth hour of the day, or Shkia when it comes to Mincha. Now, the Magen Avraham says that if you realize, this is in Siman Kuf Yud, that if you realize that you're not going to have time to finish Shmoneh Esrei by the end of the fourth hour, so not that you should say, your own personal tefillah, let's say, you have 2 minutes. It takes you 5 minutes to daven Shmoneh Esrei, and you see there's 2 minutes on the clock. So Magen Avraham says you should daven Havinenu. Havinenu is this tefillah in Shmoneh Esrei. It's a shortened Shmoneh Esrei, which contains all of the brachos essentially into one. I've never seen a sitter that actually brings Havinenu, except mine. except my sitter. This is Rabbi Lopiansky's sitter. And he actually brings it at the end of Shmoneh Esrei, you know, the formula of what to do if a person, you know, doesn't have it, and how to recite Havinenu. But it is a thing that a person should do. If they literally have 2 minutes and they wouldn't be able to say Shemoneh Esrei in the right Zman, so you say the bracha of Havinenu, and that's what you would do in such a situation. That's the opinion of the Magen Avraham. And this is the Chazon Ish as well, as quoted in the Dinim V'Hanagos, that you shouldn't daven mincha after Shkia, and if you can't finish mincha before Shkia, then don't start. And this is the Shita of Rav Poskim. This is the Shita of the Poskim, that you shouldn't start mincha, you're not going to finish. Comes the Aruch HaShulchan. Let's look at the Aruch HaShulchan and Siman Kuf Yud Hei. There are those who say, the Magen Avraham writes in the name of the Knesset HaGedolah that if you have 2 minutes left, you should say Havinenu as your Shemoneh Esrei, and that's it. Obviously, these poskim hold that if you start the davening before the Zman Tefillah ends, v'nimshacha ad achar Zman, and it goes past the time when the Zman Tefillah does end, lo mikri shispal b'zman. It's not davening in the right zman. The havade kavanoso sha'ata adayin lo avar zman. Because obviously they understand that it's not the zman anymore. The zman shachris was at 10:15. Shkia, was at 8:30, and now it's gone. You can't daven anymore. Dim lo kein my nafkamina. Why else would they care? L'chein sfir le shispal havinenu v'sayim b'sochah zman. Better to say havinenu, the short davening, and finish in the zman. Aval kol hashmona esrei brachos yisayim achar zman. But the other brachos that goes along with shmona esrei, you can say another time. Ulanias daiti near mitosvos. But I think that we can look at tosvos and brachos dav zayin amet aleph that we just quoted from to hochen achar haskala. That you actually look at the bracha based on when you start it. Vim hiskel bezman tefila mikre tefila bezman. And as long as you start within the Zman, the fourth hour before Shkia, then that's tefillah in the right Zman. Af al pishim esayim l'achar Zman, even though you're going to finish it after the Zman. So Shkia is at 8:30, you start your Shemoneh Esrei at 8:28, you're fine, because you started in the green zone, so to speak, before it was red, and that would be okay. This chiddush of the Aruch HaShulchan, that we're taking literally a Tosos that's talking about a Gadata. This is an Agadat HaTosos that's talking about Bilam and what's going on in this week's parsha, and he applies the halacha. Is also the opinion of Avad Yosef in the Abi Omer in Chelek Zion. The Yisod HaTosos is applied to Tefillah, is also quoted in the Minchas Yitzchak Dayan Weiss in Chelek Dalet, and name of the Avnei Nezer. Avnei Nezer seems to say something as well, and also in the Shulchan Atar of the Kamarna Rebbe. All saying that you can apply this Tosos by Bilam if you start in the Zman, that you can schlep everything along with you, and that would be considered to be within the time. The Chavtzelis HaSharon, Rav Karlbach, who's a Magid Shir, who's a tremendous Mechaber Svarim Eretz Yisrael, so he writes in this week's Parsha, the Aruch HaShulchan is a Chiddush, because the Aruch HaShulchan is assuming something about Zman Tefillah. Right? Why do you think, what's the idea of Zman Tefillah? Why do you have to daven Tefillah in the specific Zman? The simple understanding is that it's the correct Zman for Tefillah. That is Neguf HaTefillah. Chazal said, Shachris only works at this time. Minch only works at this time. But what the Aruch HaShulchan is saying is that Zman Tefillah is an Eis Ratzon. It's like it's a magical time where Tefillahs are heard. And once you get in the door and you start talking, then the king has to listen to you because it's an Eis Ratzon. You start in that Eis Ratzon. That's not the understanding that we usually associate with Zman Tefillah. We associate Zman Tefillah that this Tefillah only applies to this block of time. And outside that block of time, this Tefillah doesn't exist. And the Chavtzelis HaSharon says, it's a very big Chiddush. And that's probably why most poskim don't follow the Aruch HaShulchan. Another poskim who does follow the Aruch HaShulchan is Rav Yosef Engel. Rav Yosef Engel writes in the Gilyonei HaShas on the Yushalmi and Brachos, in Os Nun Dalet, he cites the Yushalmi Brachos Perek Dal that says that Rav would be Marech his Tefillah of Ne'ilah. He would daven Ne'ilah, and he finished it after Ne'ilas Shari Shemayim. He would finish his Ne'ilah way after the time when Ne'ilah is supposed to end on Motzi Yom Kippur. So says Rav Yosef Engel, why does that work? Because of this Tosfos. We do it all in most shuls. We do this, right? You're really supposed to finish Ne'ilah when before nightfall. But most shuls finish Ne'ilah into close to tzeis, way past shkia. Why does that work? Because even though ni'ilas hashar is the end of davening, once you start in the time, you can schlep it going forward. That is number one. Again, just to be mechazek yourself, zman tefillah is a real thing. We should not be real. The Aruch HaShulchan is a limud schus. He's being melamed schus on those people who miss the zman. But really, there's no reason why any minyan, we do this in this happens all the time by the second minyan on Shabbos, which I usually daven in. Nobody else here davens there, so I'll tell you what happens. By the second minyan on Shabbos, we don't always have a minyan, unfortunately. You know, let's say we're 10 minutes before Shkia, we're supposed to start, and we're getting closer and getting closer and closer. And if we get a minyan within 5 minutes before Shkia, so we'll do a Hayechi Kedusha, because we're not going to be able to say Chazar Sashas in that time. You have to make sure everything is in by Shkia. Next, another example of Limud Schus is famously brought by the Kozhel Glover Gaon, Rav Aryeh Leib Fromer, in the Eretz Tzvi, Chelek Aleph, and Siman Kuf Chaf Aleph. He defends the minhag of delivering Mishloach Manos late in the day of Purim. Peshki, apparently, I've never seen this before, and I've never had this ever, that somebody deliver Mishloach Manos to me after Shkia. But apparently, in Poland, the minhag was that people would drop off Mishloach Manos after Shkia on Purim. While this obviously has no basis in Halacha, since the days end so long on Purim, as the Eretz Tzvi admits, he wants to give a reason. And he quotes from Rav Yitzchak Yaakov Rabinovich, better known as the Yid HaKadosh of Peshischa, who defends the minhag. Let's see what he says. Amnam sheyesh makom leminhag hazeh al pi shehiged Yehudi HaKadosh mi Peshischa. The Yid HaKadosh said, limud zchus al hamaskel hispal bezman tefila af shenimshach achar zman. So apparently, even before the Aruch HaShulchan, is picking up on a chasidah shavart from the Yid HaKadosh. In from Peshischa, Kiilu is pal kolat tefillah bezmanim b'divrei Tosfos brachos av Zayin. Shalom aleidim hischil klal b'osarega. Since he started to curse in that moment, af shegamar achakach mazik, he can still cause damage. V'kol shekein b'mida tova meruba dim hischil is pal. Says the Yid HaKadosh, if when it comes to bad things we allow a person to schlep it along in this man, certainly when it comes to good things, v'gamar achakach lechoshim kiilu is pal kol shem esrei bezmanis if you damage from esrei in the time. Ad kan dvarim hakadosh. The kachum and the dan, so too over here as well. In our case, and therefore it should apply. He says that we can give mishloach manos once the mitzvahs of the day have started, you can kind of get it in. Mikam makom kasha lama lana lachnas ansu appear to dechuka kazeh who lo tov yosu lekai mitzvahs mana. Says the Eretz Tzvi, though, yes, it might be very nice that, yes, I started delivering Mishloach Manos early in the day, and therefore I want to schlep it into my Mishloach Manos after Shkia, but says the Kozhel Glover, try to do it on time. Purim's a long day. There's no reason why you can't finish all the Mishloach Manos in the right time. Rav Shechter brings in Nefesh HaRav that when Rabbi Soloveitchik heard this proof, he started laughing. The Rav started laughing when he heard about this Shuvah, and Rav Shechter felt that it was evident from the laugh that he was not a fan of such an approach. This is a bit of a stretch the Rav felt to apply this halakhically. This is also connected to...
Did they start doing Shabbat Manos from the still of the mind when they brought it over? He said it sounds like he's talking about the whole thing was there from the mind.
Yeah, so it must be that they since the day started, maybe he delivered to Reuven before Shkia, but since he was... By the time he got to Shimon Levi Yehuda Yisachar Zvulun, it was after this man. This is connected to the Truma Sedeshin. Truma Sedeshin writes in Siman Kuf Yud about people who continue the Sudas Purim past the day. So the Truma Sedeshin wants to know why does that work? And he says because people are involved in the Mitzvah Sayom, Mikra Megillah, Mishloach Manos, and they're forced to start the Suda on the afternoon of Yadal, and it continues into Tesvav. But once you start in Yadalit, says the Truma Sedeshin, it's fine to continue into Tesvav. The Shubin Rav writes in the Dov Meisharim Chelek Gimel that it doesn't violate the pasuk of Velo Yavar. The Gemara in Megillah says Velo Yavar, and the Gemara says that means that the mitzvahs have to be on Yadalit; they can't be on Tesvav. So the Shubin Rav says, but doesn't this violate Lo Yavar? I'm giving Mishloach Manos on Tesvav. I'm eating the Suda on Tesvav. No, because I started in the right Zman. Rav Sternbach, in the Moedim Uzmanim in Chelech Ches, in Simukuv Tzadi, he has a big chiddush. This is a big chiddush. He says that no, it's actually proper for the suda of Purim to continue into Tesvavim tonight. Why? Because Achashverosh, who was a guy, made the gzeira against the Jewish people, right? That the killing, the wiping out of the Jewish people was going to happen on that day. But Goyim has their day go, day to night. So since the original gzeira, the Jewish people are going to be killed day into night, so too, says Rav Sternbach, our suit of celebration, it's appropriate that it go, just like the Goyish calendar, day into night. That's his defense.
Tonight is
12 o'clock. Yeah.
Dark.
Yes. So, but
when it's dark, then it gets light.
Yeah.
It gets dark.
Yeah. But when Achashverosh made the gzeira that on this day of Adar, the Jewish people are going to be, you know, killed, he wasn't looking at his clock. Show, well, Shkia is coming. You better get by Shkia. Obviously, it was going to continue into the night because the guys don't care about Shkia. Right. So he says the Suda also we don't have to care about Shkia because it's celebrating it. That's number two. The third has to do with Shavu Brachas. If the less happens all the time, this is I've gotten calls on the last day of Shavu Brachas about what to do. The last day of Shavu Brachas, and the meal has finished, and it's time for Shavu Brachas, and it's past Shkia. Do you still recite Shavu Brachas if it's past Shkia on that day? So the Ginas of Aradim writes in Chelak Aleph and Simcha Ches that you can no longer recite Shavu Brachas after Shkia because the Shivas Yimei Mishta, the 7 days of rejoicing, have completed. You can say Shasimcha B'mono. You can say Devai Haser. You can say the whole introductory parts of benching, but you can't because there's no Shem Malchus. But you can't say Shavu Brachas anymore. And the Sa'id L'Halacha in the Sharei Tshuva Narachayim Simen Kuf Pei Ches, the Birkei Yosef, the Ben Ishchai, Parshas Chukas, the Kaf HaChayim, the Shulchan, and then Rabbi Kiveger, and Shulchan Aruch, Eben Ezra, and Simen Samach Beis. That once Shkia comes, you can't recite Shavu Brachas anymore. There are so many people who don't know this, who have Shavu Brachas for the last day, and Shkia comes, and they're saying Shavu Brachas. It's Mamash Shabrach L'Vatala, according to all these poskim. Comes with Shlomo Kluger, Elif Lecha Shlomo, Eben Ezra, Simen Kuf Zayim. And he says that Shavu Brachos are not the same as Rutzei and Yal V'Yavah. We know what's the halacha. If we do this by Shal Shittis every week, right? You start the Suda by Shal Shittis, and you'll bench way after Shkia, even after Seis. And you'll say Rutzei, same thing with Yal V'Yavah. But why does that work? Because the halacha, according to the Beis Yosef, is Basel Suda. We schlep it after the Suda. Wherever the Suda begins, that's what the benching is going to reflect. In that case, the Chiyav was chal on Shabbos and Yontif, meaning you ate a meal on Shabbos and Yontif, and therefore my benching needs to reflect the mandate that I had to eat that meal on Shabbos and Yontif. But Shavu Brachos are not about bread, says Rav Shlomo Kluger. The chiyuv is about having panim chadashos. It's about simcha of the chasen v'kala at the time of benching. But now that Shavu Brachos are over, Sheshis and Mishnah are over, there's no more simcha for chasen and kala. There's no more chiyuv of Shavu Brachos. It's as if there's no more panim chadashos, right? Even it's the seventh day. Says Rav Shlomo Kluger, it's the seventh day of Shavu Brachos. Your great aunt, great uncle Murray is there. You haven't seen him in a year, and you're so excited he's by the Shavu Brachos. He's panim chadashos, right? But once Shkia comes, it's like Cinderella. I don't care that Uncle Murray's there. It's not reciting anymore. Panim chadashos are meaningless once Shavu Brachos are over, and therefore we can't say Shavu Brachos because there's no simcha anymore. The simcha has been removed. However, comes the Taz and Eben Ezra Simen Samach Beis, and he cites none other than the Maharal of Prague, a halacha from the Maharal of Prague, who says that you do say Shavu Brachos on the night following the seventh day. The Pisrei Tshuva Eben Ezra says to look into the Knesset HaGadol, who says in the name of the Pisrei Tosos to recite Shavu Brachos on the night of the eighth day. The Kuntres Birchas Chasanim says that Rav Vosner and Moshe Feinstein felt that you could continue to recite Shavu Brachos after the seventh day as long as it's still within 13 and a half minutes after Shkia, which is not so much time. My feeling is, if you haven't gotten Shavu Brachos in by Shkia, you're probably not going to make it in 13 and a half minutes. Probably nothing is going to save you anymore. That's still considered Yimei Asimcha, says Rav Moshe. Yabi Omer Chelakei, Eben Ezra Simen Sam. Zion says you can be lenient during Bein HaShemashot, to be Mitzarf, the opinion of Bein Utam regarding Shkia. But Rinus and Karelitz, Rav Yashiv, and most poskim hold to not recite Shev Brachas after Shkia, and Lamaisa, a person shouldn't. We're a Safik Bracha over here, a Safik Bracha of Atala. And it's certainly a big deal one should be careful about. You have to think when you're planning the Shev Brachas. You got to stop in the middle, make Shev Brachas, have dessert afterwards. Save your gramen for after the meal. It doesn't have to be right now. The Shevet HaLevi Chela Gimel cites the Shulchan Ezra and Simmons Yud Beis, who cites Rosh Shlomo Kluger in the Shnos Chaim, who notes that when the seventh day falls on Shabbos, you should not recite Shabbat Brachos after Shkia, but the minhag ha'olam is to recite them. Says Rosh Shlomo Kluger, I agree, certainly during the week, you don't recite Shabbat Brachos after Shkia. But on Shabbos, for some reason, right, if you get married on Sunday, so you have Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos is the last day of Shabbat Brachos, so Shal Shud is going to be the last one. So the minhag apparently was that even if you didn't go past Shkia during the week, by Shabbos, you would say it past Shkia by Shal Shudas. So Shlomo Kluger explains that Shavu Brachos followed the 7 24-hour periods, Me'es La'es from the Chuppah, right? 7 24-hour periods. This is because it says, by Rachel and Leah, that Yaakov had to wait, what? Malay Sheva Hazos, to the completion of this week. That's when he would marry Rachel, right? This is a common misunderstanding that people do not get from elementary school, that Yaakov worked for 7 years for Rachel, there was a switch, and then a week later, he married Rachel. And then he worked for 7 years. It wasn't 7 years wedding, 7 years wedding. It was 7 years wedding, a week, a wedding, then 7 years. So that was Melo Shiva Hazos, the end of the 7 days, seven complete days. So he really goes 7 24-hour periods. And the Pesachei Tshuva says that the count begins from the Suda after the Chuppah. And because it's still the day of Shabbos, we can combine these opinions to buy some more time. Meaning, well, let's think for example. You got married on Sunday, right? Certainly nowadays, you know, weddings are getting longer and longer. You don't eat the meal till like 5 hours after the wedding is called for. It's getting more and more ridiculous as the years go by. So, right, the chuppah, the wedding is called for, the chuppah, let's say they're getting married after Shkia. So the chuppah is at, not in the summers now. Let's say it's more in the winter. So chuppah is at 7. It's nighttime, and then by the time you finish the meal, they say Shev Brachos at night. It could be 10, 11, 12 o'clock at night, right? So says Rosh Shlomo Kluger, count 7 24-hour periods from the meal, and that will buy you more time on Motzei Shabbos, and that's what you can rely on. He said that explains the minhag to be makel about this Motzei Shabbos. So that is source number 3 that relies on the practice of Bilam HaRasha. Let's go to the last source, and that is the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham, in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Vav, cites the Levush in Simen Aleph, who says that those who recite Tehillim should do so before Shachris. If you have meaning of saying Tehillim, do it before Shachris. Why? So let's look here in the Machas HaShach. We've explained this by Shal Shudas before when we did the biography of the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham was very, very poor. And because the Magen Avraham was very poor, he needed to save on ink and paper. And because of that, he wrote very bekitzer, very, very short, did not explain himself a lot. So there are a number of perushim that you find on the pages of the Shulchan Aruch explaining the Magen Avraham. One of them is the Machatzis HaShekel, another one is the Levush HaSrad. Let's look in the Machatzis HaShekel to explain what's going on over here. Ready for this? He says, "B'simen Aleph Chadush Ha'Olam Mali Klipos Kmo She'Amar Razal B'Maseches Brachos." The world is filled with mazikin, shadim, klipos, all these negative spiritual things, as it says in Gemara and Brachos. Ein lecha beis rova. There's no street in the world that doesn't have all these negative mazikim. V'heim hamekatrigim. They are prosecuting angels. Umonim es hatfila alos, and they prevent our davening from going up. And certainly, the negative spiritual effects that come from the person himself who sins, and now he wants to daven. And is a great segula before davening to recite Tehillim to remove the mazik and the negative spiritual entities that prevent our tefillos from being accepted. It says in Brachos, Darashov Simlai, La'oli Misadra Adam Shivcho Shamakom. A person should praise Hashem before davening. V'achakach Yispalel. Uvetshuvas Beis Yaakov Simen Kuf Chaf Zayin. It says in the Tshuvas Beis Yaakov Simen Kuf Chaf Zayin. So again, so this is the sheet of the Magen Avraham. There needs to be a Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu before davening, and this is the way to do it. Comes the Tshuva Beis Yaakov. Cholek Alamini says, no, because of Vadai, im Omro Ba'asara, Dahanga B'tzibor, Yish Omro Kodom Tzibor. He says, right. If there's a Chevra Tehillim that gets together before davening, and they recite Tehillim together, yes, before davening with the Tzibor is going to be the best thing you can do. Aval HaYachad Tov Shomer Achar Tzvila. But says the Tshuva Beis Yaakov, I think that it's better to say Tehillim after davening, not before. Why is that? V'heiv b'shem ha'arizal, and he quotes the Arizal, shehashpa yoredes milmala al yedei tefilas ha'tzibor. Because there is tremendous shefa, baracha, that comes down from above by davening together with the tzibor. Kol ha'esek she'adam osek b'beis ha'knesses achra tefila. And anything you do in shul, any avodas ha'kodesh, any holy thing, you do in shul after davening, kodem shiatz meis haknesses, before you leave the walls of the shul, han nechlelas toch osa hashpa ola imo. It gets chapped up with the hashpa, the goodness of that tefillah b'tzibor. Wow! Says the Tshuva Beis Yaakov. Whatever spiritual thing you do in shul after davening, you sit down to learn, you say tehillim, you do a chesed, in the walls of this shul, it has an extra boost of hashpa, of influence from Shemaim, because the room is infused with the kedusha of Tzvila B'tzibor, and it powers up any other avodah you do in that room. V'hebiyurayim mishas, what is his proof? The Gemara in Brachos, Dav Zayin, Amar Aleph. That it says in the Pasach, V'alzom b'chol yom, and it says, how much is a rega? And it says, K'meimra, and Tosus ask, on Bilam, what can you possibly have cursed him in the time? And Tosis answers, the Chad Terutza, if you start to curse in the time, if you start in this man, then anything that you start there gets shoved along and is effective. Because everything goes by the beginning of the time of anger. V'im kain, says the Tshuva Beis Yaakov, kol shekem, b'mida tova shimaruba, how much more so something that is positive that you do. Kevin shatfil b'tzibur ha'yirutsuya. You daven tefillah b'tzibur. And since you have the bracha of davening tefillah b'tzibur with a minyan, then anything else you do that's connected to that room where the tzibur was, gets an extra bracha. As it says, al ha-pasuk v'anis tefilasi l'cha esratzon, emas ha-esratzon, when is the esratzon? Kesha tzibur mispalim, when the tzibur is davening. Im kein kesha hischa l'esratzon, once you start davening tefilah b'tzibur, all the goodness is going to continue, and it's going to be effective afterwards as well. So that is the fourth place that we have in halacha. Says the Tshuva Beis Yaakov, it's a good practice to sit and learn after davening, say some tilm after davening. It'll be more effective. It'll be superpowered because it's building off the Eis Ratzon, the extra bracha that came from Tefillah B'Tzibur. Okay.